Oh, how are you?
All right, I tested it. It works. What happens is you have to push the DSS key again, and then you don't see the middle caller.
Oh,
So then you get to see the buttons, and then you can pick up the call. And it places the other call on hold. Yep,
yeah.
so it works.
Awesome. So, best of luck today at Aaron Wells.
Yeah, I go to Erin and then I go to the Starlight or Star in Deerfield this afternoon.
Oh, awesome. Okay, I will keep my fingers crossed.
All right, yeah, and now we just got to get the other contact center. And I appreciate what you're talking about with the demo because if they want a full-blown demo, they'd have to pay all the upfronts. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
you understand
Like,
what I'm saying. You understand
oh,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
no, I
I don't
completely.
want you getting screwed. You know, that really pissed me off when that happened. So.
Yeah, no. If they were to do something, they're going to be, yeah. It's set up. It's like, okay, what is it that you're really expecting out of the demo? What is it that you anticipate? What is it that you really need to check out here?
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
Because,
because
you know, you can't.
other companies are not just letting people just check out the system.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I was going to say. Oh, we were at Comcast. We were cutting the cable cord. So then we just have internet through them. And
Yeah.
there was a dude there, and he was wanting to speak to someone in their business section because he's having big problems with his business account. And the guy that was helping us was like, yeah, he's been in here 3 times this week. I looked at Rob, I'm like, damn it, I don't have any business cards on me right now.
I would have just went over it. Hey, we can help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in fact, sometimes even trying to be nice, talking to sometimes the Comcast reps, giving cards, like I'm going to move to T-Mobile.
Oh, you are from Verizon?
Oh yeah. I'm paying like 130 some odd bucks a month for my one line.
Oh yeah,
If
I'm paying a
I
ton of money for Verizon. Comcast was
okay.
trying to get us to go over there.
I don't trust the Comcast as much because they're reselling like Verizon, and then it's Comcast. It's weird because the phones are trying to connect to Comcast modems.
Well, and that's what I told Rob, and Rob said the same thing. I said, my only concern is that, okay, we're getting it through Comcast, but it's going through Verizon lines. You know, what type of priority are we getting on those lines? I said, probably none. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Here's what T-Mobile. Now T-Mobile, it's going to be $80 a month for me, and then the new phone, and they're giving $1,000 to upgrade to the latest iPhone. And you know, it's 4 years old. It's starting to lose the battery. So with T-Mobile all in, you know, I'm like $100 a month. Verizon, if I move because they kept kind of lying, it would be 140 a month or more. So I'm going to end up saving $40, 30, $40 a month to go to T-Mobile. And my friends that are on T-Mobile, they're all happy with it. So, T-Mobile is it, but I'll definitely have business cards with and want to talk to the guy about, hey, business shit. I'll pay him under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Comcast guys, whatever. They refer us business, we're happy to take care of them. You know, it's the old song, Mama, you know, from Chicago.
Yeah.
When you are good to mama, mama's good to you.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, good luck over at Erin Wiles, and I will talk with you later.
Awesome. Talk to you. Bye.
Goodbye.